Hello friends, I am Pradeep Acharya. Now I will discuss about the gas chromatography mass spectrometry, GCMS. GC, that means gas chromatography for separation, and MS means mass spectrometry for the detection. This topic is the part of the chapter number 22 of the book Analytical Chemistry, written by Gary D. Christians and others. This is the session 2. Chapter number 22, I divided with some sessions. So, please go through first the session 1, and then I hope you will understand this GCMS technique very clearly. When the retention time of an unknown compound in a chromatogram is the same as a pure standard, this suggests but does not absolutely confirm the identity of the unknown. The probability of positive identification will depend on factors such as the type and complexity of the sample and sample preparation procedures used. The GCMS is a powerful technique to confirm the presence of various compounds. The GCMS is used routinely in forensic and environmental laboratories for the analysis of complex mixtures of volatile organic compounds. It can provide very precise quantitative analysis supported with the high specificity of mass spectrometry for qualitative analysis. The GCMS system used to fill a room and cost several $100,000, but today relatively inexpensive compact benchtop systems are widely available and commonplace in the analytical laboratory. There are some common ionization techniques for GCMS. The most commonly used ionization source in GCMS is electron ionization. In short, it is called EI, all in capital letters. The gaseous molecules eluted from the GC column are bombarded by a high energy beam of electrons, usually 70 electron volt, generated from a tungsten filament under high vacuum. An electron that collides with a neutral molecule may impart sufficient energy to remove an electron from the molecule, resulting in a singly charged ion. That means the equation will be like that. M means the molecule or analyte, M plus electron, E minus. It will go for product after electron ionization, EI method. It will produce M plus, that means analytes in its cation form, plus 2 electrons, 2e minus. So here the M is the analyte molecule and M plus is the molecular ion or parent ion. The M plus ion, these cations are produced in different energy state, and the internal energy, that means rotational, vibrational and electronic, is dissipated by fragmentation reactions, producing fragments of lower mass, which are themselves ionized or converted to ions by further electron bombardment. The fragmentation pattern is fairly consistent for given condition, that means electron beam energy. Only a small amount or none of the molecular ion may remain. If it does appear, it will be the highest mass in an EI spectrum if there are not multiple isotopes. Compounds with aromatic rings, cyclic structures, or double bonds are more likely to show higher abundance molecular ion peaks because of delocalization effect that decrease fragmentation. As for example, if we check a simple EI spectrum of a small molecule methanol, then its molecular ion peak is at M by Z value 32. That means the formula weight of methanol, CH3OH. The small peak at M by Z value 33 is the molecular ion for the C13 isotope of methanol, which has a relative abundance of 1.11% compared to C12 isotope at 100%. The base peak at M by Z value 31 is from the CH2OH plus fragment. A major advantage of GCMS for qualitative analysis is the availability of libraries of EI mass spectra for hundreds of thousands of different chemical compounds. Instruments that are used to routinely perform EI method are operated with a source energy of 70 electron volt. This energy is high enough so that significant fragmentation occurs for all molecules, and molecules fragment reproducibly via electron ionization on different instruments. Thus, very consistent spectra can be generated on different instruments, and instrumental software allows these spectra to be searched against libraries. As for example, NIST mass spectral library, and it is commonly available website. Using this spectral library, mass spectral library, the software finds possible match and determine the identity of an unknown signal. Even if the signal of interest represents a compound for which no library entry exists, the fragmentation pattern can be tracked and matched with those of compounds that have similar functional units. For example, if a molecule contains a substituted benzene ring, there is a good chance that a signal at M by Z value 77 will be observed. This represents the signal for a C6H5+ radical cation. C6H5 superscript on dot and plus, it means the radical cation. Some neutral loss also we need to count for identifying the chemical compounds which contain specific functional units. With this information, as well as some of the rules mentioned previously in the session 1, as for example the nitrogen rule and the rule of 13, etc., and an elemental formula, it is possible to manually elucidate the general structure components of an unknown compound from its EI spectrum. But of course, library matching is a far simpler task. The EI is a hard ionization technique that rarely leaves a significant abundance of the molecular ion. In some cases, it might be desirable to produce a higher abundance molecular ion for molecular weight determination. In theory, this can be accomplished by reducing the EI filament voltage, but it is far more common to use a technique called chemical ionization. In short, it is called the CI, all in capital letters. The chemical ionization or CI is a softer technique that does not cause mass fragmentation, and the molecular ion is often the dominant one in CI technique mass spectra. That means in CI's mass spectra. That means the mass spectra using the chemical ionization technique. In CI, a reagent gas such as methane, isobutane or ammonia is introduced into the EI ionization chamber at a high pressure. That means large excess 1 to 10 torr to react with analyte molecules to form ions by either protons or hydride transfer. The CI process begins by electron ionization of the reagent gas in an EI source. With methane, electron collisions produced CH4+ and CH3+ cations, which further reacts with CH4 to form CH5+ and C2H5+ cations. These react with the sample by transferring a proton or extracting a hydride ions, that means H- ions, which impart a +1 charge on the sample molecule. Example equation is CH5+, whichever is produced, plus MH will form the product MH2+ plus CH4. This is called the proton transfer. Another reaction for the hydride extraction is C2H5+ plus MH will produce M+ plus C2H6. These cations, that means MH2+ and M+, may fragment to give the mass spectrum. No M+ ion may be observed, but the molecular weight is readily obtained from the M+ H or M- H ion formed. Weaker acid gas phase ions further simplify spectra. The C4H9+ from isobutane and NH4+ from ammonia also ionized by proton transfer, but with less energy, and fragmentation of MH2+ is minimal. The CI or chemical ionization technique is almost universally available on modern GC-MS instrument for determining molecular weights of eluting compounds, otherwise difficult to obtain due to extreme fragmentation with harder source. In general, the EI, that means electron ionization, produce only positive ions, and the discussion of the chemical ionization CI above centers on the formation of positive ions. We often refer to the radical based ions formed by EI as odd electron ions, whereas those produced by proton transfer and hydride extraction in CI technique are predominantly even electron ions. That means in case of CI, all electrons are paired during the ion formation, and for the CI technique, the one unpaired electrons are formed during ion formation. It is also possible to produce negative ions in the gas phase by the chemical ionization, a process referred to as negative chemical ionization. In short, it is called the NCI, all in capital letters. In order to be observed as a negative ion, the compound must be able to stabilize a negative charge, often following deep protonation or electron capture. Because only some compounds can effectively do this, as for example those that contain acidic groups or halogens, the NCI, that means negative chemical ionization, provides a level of selectivity in ion formation that can be useful when analyzing complex samples. The halogenated compounds such as flame retardant, pesticides, and polychlorinated biphenyl molecules, they have a high electronegativity which enables formation of stable negative ions. These compounds are common analytes in environmental analysis, which makes the NCI a popular technique among environmental analysts. Other compounds can be made amenable for NCI through derivatization. Simply appending a perfluoroalkyl group on a chemical compound will allow it to stabilize a negative ion. One of the biggest problems in the early development of GCMS was interfacing the column outlet to the mass spectrometer. Packed columns were used in the early days, and the high volumes of both sample and carrier gas overwhelmed the mass spec system, which operates under low pressure. Special interface had to be built. The advent of fused silica capillary column meant that the GCMS interface could be dispensed with, and the column eluent could be introduced directly into the ion source. It is essential that column bleeding be minimized, since the mass spectrometer will detect the stationary phase material. Bleeding is prevented by chemically bonding alkyl siloxanes to the column wall and by chemical cross-linking of the stationary phase. Capillary GC with thousands of theoretical plates can resolve hundreds of molecules into separate peaks, and mass spectrometry can provide identification. Even if a peak contains two or more compounds, identifying peaks through manual assignment and library matching can still provide positive identification, especially when combined with retention data. Of course, monitoring GC peaks generates enormous amounts of data. The evolution of fast and high capacity computers is the other technology advancement that made GCMS routine. The separated ions are detected by means of an electron multiplier, which is similar in design to photomultiplier tubes. Detection limits at the picogram level are common with modern GCMS instruments.